You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I can't hear myself on the headphones, so that was much for that. Okay, but it looks like you all can hear me, so it's like playing a show. Have you ever played a show live, you know, played music and can't hear yourself in the monitors? Well, that's okay. You just have to go with it. That right there is a band out of Birmingham, England. It's The Blips. It was released last year. So in 2023, on the album, I've got it right here, Again. And these guys are considered a super group. So they're guys from different bands that I don't really seem to know. I don't think I know them. But there you go. That's The Blips. It's a great song. All right. My name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I still need to troubleshoot why my headphones are not working here. I've got it all cranked up, but whatever. Let's go to here. Monitors, headphones. Is that better? Can I hear myself? Hello? No, not really. Okay, whatever. We'll figure it out. When I say me, I mean me and my invisible friend. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It happens every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8 here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And the theme is just music I like. You know, in the vein of indie rock, punk rock, sometimes hip hop, that kind of stuff, right? So there we go. That's The Blips. Now we're going to be moving on to hear something from the 2023 album of Kurt Viles entitled Watch My Moves. We're going to hear the song Like Exploding Stones. Shall we? I think we are set to do this, folks. All right. Like I said, I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock on this weird evening in terms of the weather. The sky is absolutely beautiful heading west here to the campus of UBC as I was in my car. And I live in East Van, and the weather there was just like dark and howly and starting to rain, and it looks like in a little break of that right now. And then apparently starting Friday we're going to be going into an atmospheric river, so be prepared, folks. It's going to be happening for a couple days, all day Saturday included, and that is what it sounds like. It's just going to be like crazy rain, huge amounts of rainfall. Yeah, so batten down the hatches. Anyways, here you go. This here is Kurt Vile on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
3, 4, 1, 2. Got me going. Machine mania.
stars in my cranium. Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is a band out of NYC. They're called Bachelor, two-piece, and that was recorded, the song Back of My Hand, just at the start of the pandemic in California. You can find that on their 2021. I almost said 2001. 2021 album, Doom and Sun. Did I tell you they're a two-piece? Yes, they are. Very cool. Okay, before that, we heard something from the Marylander, whose band is called Snail Mail. So she is super young, if you don't know this. Her name is Lindsay Erin Jordan. Excuse me. Anyways, Lindsay Jordan is from Ellicott City, Maryland, and she started writing music when she was in the seventh grade. How crazy young is that? So she's currently 25. That album that we just heard, which is called Lush, we heard the song Heatwave off of, was from 2018. So if we're in 2024, she was 19. That's crazy. And she's a Matador Records artist, which is a very, very super chic indie label. Yes, it is. All right. Before Snail Mail, we heard something from Kurt Vile. From 2022, we heard the song Like Exploding Stones off of the album Watch My Moves. I am Anita B. The time is 6:54. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Oh, I'm sure we'll be looking at some weather. Why don't we do that right now? Weather Vancouver. I was getting into this atmospheric river that is forecast. Here, let me go to Environment Canada. I'm lately into Environment Canada. I happen to be, if you don't know, a weather nerd. I love the weather. I really do. I actually teach weather and climate as well in high school, but not exactly university. But no, anyways. So here we go. Let's take a look. It is currently here. It's 9 degrees, huh? Observed at, YVR, 9 degrees. It's pretty cold. I didn't realize it was that cold. Anyways, UBC is way out here in the peninsula, the westernmost part of the, I guess, lower mainland, along the water. And, okay, here we are. What was I saying? Tomorrow is Thursday, right? Okay. So tomorrow is cloudy with a 70% chance of showers early in the morning. And then we get a mix of sun and cloud. The wind will start picking up. And then we get, this is where this atmospheric river is going to be popping up. Let me read the special weather statement. It says here, prolonged heavy rain this weekend, strong winds on Saturday for all of Metro Vancouver. It's actually here, it says Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So hazards predicted are water pooling on the roads, swollen rivers and creeks, increased risk of washouts, rockfall and landslides, and power outages, perhaps due to winds. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, why can't we get snow with this? I would like snow, but whatever. But it is forecast this season, folks, if you like the snow, as I do. La Nina. So maybe it started. It's higher than usual amount of precipitation, and the Pacific Northwest is getting that with apparently lower temps. I've seen some sort of conflicting forecasting models, but there we go. Okay, what do we got? It's 6:56. I'm here for another hour and 4 minutes, so let's keep this music going, folks. I've got a band called Five Star Diary here on deck. Now, these guys are out of Long Beach, California. And this song, let's see, what do I got for us here? I've got stuff all over the boards here. Okay, so we're going to hear this song, Sweet Nobody. That is correct. It's actually a single. It's simply a single that was released back 4 years ago, exactly, in October of 2020. So let's give this a listen. And stay tuned, folks, because only better stuff will come along. I don't know. I need to like buy into myself. It's going to be awesome. Such a good show. My last show, I very much enjoyed. So now this one's shaping up to be pretty good too. All right, here we go. This is the Long Beach, California band Five Star Diary here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
would spend a week collecting all the books.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo.
Thank you.
That right there, folks, is Temples, a four-piece band out of Kettering, England, with the song Keep in the Dark from the 2012 album, I think. No, sorry, they were formed in 2012, but I think 2015, that is the name of the song. Sorry, the album, Sun Structures, that's when it was released. Okay. Before that, we heard something from Beach House. The song was Space Song, and you can find that on the album Depression Cherry. And in there before that, Five Star Diary out of SoCal with the single Sweet Nobody. That's right. It is 7:11. There you go. Go get yourself a Slurpee or something. But coming up right now is The Strokes, something from 2003. Seems like yesterday, right? But I don't know. That's because I'm old. But okay, let's take a look. The Strokes, they've had probably a huge influence on many bands, but of course they're hugely influenced as well. And if you like that sort of early 2000s, like the turn of the century, aughts, if you will, New York band scene, then you really should watch this documentary I saw, I don't know, last year or the year before. It was released in 2022. It's called Meet Me in the Bathroom. And it features bands like, oh, I don't know, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. And of course, The Strokes, etc. Interpol. Oh, I think I've got some Interpol for us tonight. TV on the Radio. Oh, I should also play some TV on the Radio. Now that I'm sort of reviewing all that. That was a really good era. That was the era that I was part of the band scene, not in New York City, but in Vancouver. And I mean, watching this just brought back so many memories. I was like, oh God, I totally remember everything. Like the look, the style of music, which let's be fair. I mean, that was over 20 years ago, I guess. And music really hasn't changed that much, nor has style or fashion. I mean, sure, I mean, you can argue it definitely has in many ways, but at the same time, it's not as distinct, perhaps, not perhaps, for sure. Like, let's say the 50s, you had like Elvis, you had, you name it, Buddy Holly, all that kind of stuff. Then the 60s, a whole 10 years later, you got the whole entire like psychedelic hippie movement. Very clear demarcation from the previous era. Then the 70s, like, oh my God, another whole deal. You've got, you know, the 70s, like, I don't know, down home rock, like CCR and all that kind of stuff. Tom Petty, you know, Bruce Springsteen, like very demarcated. The 80s, oh my God, for sure. I should write a whole essay on this. But you know what I'm saying? You got like new wave. Then the 90s. Then you get the 90s, like with grunge and indie rock and all that kind of stuff. And like, for example, some of the bands I played tonight, I mean, they talk about being highly influenced by like 90s indie rock, such as the band Bachelor out of New York City. Yeah, so it's not like we're not really straying that far. Either that or I'm not straying that far. You could argue either way. Maybe that's just what I'm attracted to. But no, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Okay, anyways, my dissertation on music over the decades is done. Let's move on. Okay. Speaking of which, the Strokes, let's hear these guys right away. Yeah. Okay, we're going to hear something from their 03 album, Room on Fire. It is Whatever Happened. You tell me, guys, whatever happened. So here we are. This is the Strokes on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name's Anita B, and this is my show, Sam. Whoa. Sam Squanch's Hideaway. That was not the Strokes. All right. This is Anita B trying again. Let's try. This should be the Strokes. Yes.
I'm not afraid to die.
CITR is where it's at. That right there was really good. That's from the band Porches. Those guys are out of upstate New York, Pleasantville, New York, I believe. I believe that's upstate. And we heard the song Okay off their album All Day Gentle Hold. All right, before that, we heard something from Dion Lunadon. That guy is pretty rad. So that he's from New Zealand, and we heard the song Zenith Forever, which is a single, and you can find that on Bandcamp. Now, a buddy of mine, Joel, had posted it on his stories, and I was like, yeah, that's really rad. So I played it. This is how we learn about new music. It's new, obviously. In fact, it got me thinking about Joel and his band, Nervous Talk, who I haven't played in a while. So they're going to be coming up next. But before that, we heard something from O3 and the Strokes. From their album Room on Fire, we heard Whatever Happened. All right, that is that. It's 7:24. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B. And let's get to it. Let's get into some Nervous Talk. All right, let's get into the music versus my own personal Nervous Talk. Okay. Okay, I found Nervous Talk here on Bandcamp. It appears that they're not really on Spotify. So why don't we get to something of theirs? The album is just called Nervous Talk 2015. We're going to hear the song Different Person. Yes, we will. And that is that. Okay, so I'm going to make sure I am set to do this without other stuff popping up. Pause. Stop. Okay, cool. All right, let's do this. Nervous Talk, from what I understand, is no longer around, which is a shame. They put on such a good show when you had the opportunity to see them here in the city in Vancouver. Yeah. All right. I'm going to stop Nervous Talking, and we're going to listen to the actual music from the band Nervous Talk here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And you can find this on their Bandcamp.
What you call it, could be a guide. You deserve deepest of cover. You belong in that home by and by. You belong among the wildflowers. You belong somewhere close to me. Far away from your trouble and worry. You belong somewhere you feel free. You belong somewhere you feel free.
I love those guys. That's from 10 years ago. Sonic Avenues. Future's bleak, but I'll keep my shit together. That's like the, I don't know, the theme of my life. I've been through some trials and tribulations, and music is always there for me. I'm in a pretty good place right now. So, but yeah, Sonic Avenues out of Montreal. So good. All right. Before that, we listened to Interpol. Interpol, you can find that song Direction. Oh my God. All the way back from 2002 from the soundtrack for 6 Feet Under. It's 6 Feet Under, Everything Ends. Interpol, of course, out of New York City. Before that, we heard something from Charlotte Lawrence, who I honestly don't know anything about, but her song, her cover of Tom Petty's Wildflowers, which we heard there, is just so beautiful. And in case you need a show to watch, please go on over to Apple TV. Go to Apple and watch Bad Monkey. Bad Monkey is like maybe my favorite series ever. It's based on the Carl Hyacin novel. Yeah. Bad Monkey. It takes place in Florida. I believe that's his stuff. Florida is his setting. And I actually looked into, I've never read any of his books, but I actually checked it out. I was like over at, I don't know, chapters. And I was like, oh, let's see if he's got anything. And the books that I wanted to read weren't in stock. So, you know, sometimes just going to the library is best because, you know, it's free. And when you buy a book, don't get me wrong, like, it's nice to own these things, but they just accumulate. I'm somewhat avid, depending on the season. I go through streaks of reading. And so I've accumulated a lot. I've accrued a lot of books. And you just basically end up giving them away to people, or I don't know, they clutter your place up. So just the library, right? But there you go. So please watch Bad Monkey. It stars Vince Vaughn. It's so good. And anyways, the producer of the show, or I guess the director, he has also done, if you like Shrinking, he did Shrinking, which is season 2, episode 1 and 2. I just watched last night, as a matter of fact. Such a great show as well. So he also did Scrubs. That's the dude who did Bad Monkey. And apparently he's obsessed with Tom Petty. And so most of the songs, most of the soundtrack throughout the entire series is Tom Petty. And it's covers, though. It's not Tom Petty himself, you know, his own songs, recorded songs, but it's all covers. And it's amazing. It's really haunting. And he got approval and input and collaboration with Tom Petty's one daughter. Everybody's on board. And I mean, Tom Petty is from Florida, of course, but he's not from South Florida. He's from the Panhandle, like up north, Gainesville. And which may or may not be quite on the Panhandle. I think it's at the edge of the... I'm like doing my physical, or sorry, my visual geography. But anyways, watch it. Okay, there we go. 2017, that was the year... wow, as a matter of fact, I feel like he died right around now. I feel like Tom Petty passed away in October 2017. So it's been 7 years. Wow. 7 years? That's right. I had to do the math there. Okay. Let's move on. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Needles and Pins were in there before that, too. Yeah, we kicked that set off with Needles and Pins. Local Vancouver band who I don't think is around anymore. Adam S. Is the lead singer in that band. We heard the song Miracle from their 2017 release, Goodnight Tomorrow. Okay, 13 more minutes of my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Me being Anita B. And we've got some Amel and the Sniffers right now. How stoked are you? Because I know I am. These guys are out of Australia. Amy Taylor is the lead singer. Do I have it all set to go? I don't know if I do. It's always nice if I had that ready. I did, and like things just went away. So we're going to hear something. Yeah, I found it. We're going to hear something from their new album. Well, when I say album, it's a 2-song release. We're going to hear You Should Not Be Doing That. That was released back in May. It's still considered new, at least under CITR guidelines. And yeah, such a badass song. Here we are. This is Amel and the Sniffers. here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. From 2003, that is The New Pornographers with Electric Version. What a great album. Their first album's maybe my favorite. I don't know. It's like the just self-titled one on Mint Records from 2000. That was The New Pornographers, of course, with the title track from their 03 record. Before that, we heard something from Amel and the Sniffers out of Australia. You Should Not Be Doing That. And then Sonic Avenues in there before that. The time is 7:55. I'm Gandhi, folks. I'm going to leave us with some Black Mountain. It's so funny. I've spent so much time on Black Mountain. As a matter of fact, I just hiked Black Mountain. Sunday? What is today? Sunday. I did Eagle Bluffs. It's so beautiful. Such a great day. So get whatever you can in. It's supposed to be somewhat sunny tomorrow before this atmospheric river hits us full force Friday. Tomorrow is Thursday, folks, and this is Black Mountain, and we've got a little modern music to get us out of here. Such a great song. So good. These guys are local, of course, and it's been a slice, guys. Thanks for hanging out with me. This is Anita B. and my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'll see you all in 2 weeks, every second Wednesday, 6:30 to 8:00. That is correct, on CITR. 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, another pump explosion.